Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from Micah chapter 5, and we'll read from verses 1 through 6. Now muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth, and the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And he shall be their peace. When the Assyrian comes into our land and treads in our palaces, then we will raise up against him seven shepherds and eight princes of men. They shall shepherd the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod at its entrances. And he shall deliver us from the Assyrian when he comes into our land and treads within our borders. So this passage is very clearly a prophecy of the Messiah, of Jesus. And you can tell from like just verse 2, where it's a reference of Bethlehem. You, Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah. What God is telling Micah here, or telling us through Micah, is that, you know, that from Bethlehem, there would be a ruler, a king, from the clans of Judah. And what's hinted in there by mentioning Judah is that it would be from the line of David, likely, right? A ruler, right? A king who would rise up out of Bethlehem. And that, of course, is Jesus, right? This is a prophecy of Jesus. And what God is telling his people here is that when this Messiah comes, when Jesus comes, in verse 4, he will shepherd the flock. He will stand in the majesty, and he shall be great to the ends of the earth. He will bring peace. He will bring judgment against those who deserve judgment. But he'll be a shepherd. He'll be a king that rules over his people. Now, I think it's important to recognize why this is here. Again, Micah is written to people of Israel, of Judah here especially, who were not yet conquered, but would be. They would be conquered by conquerors like Babylon and Assyria, that like is mentioned in this passage. And what God wants to tell his people through Micah here is that there's this hope that is to come, right? There's chaos now, right? In verse 1, there's a siege laid against us. They'll strike us. They will come against Israel. But a king will come. Hope will come. This chosen one, this Messiah, he will come and he will rule. And people shall be secure in the name of God through in the name of Jesus when he comes. For us here, what we can take out of this is that where we are right now, maybe our lives, we feel like there's chaos. Maybe there's just like confusion right now. And that's very understandable given the present circumstances of our nation and really the world. In the midst of this, we need to remember we have a shepherd. He is our peace. We have a king who will rule. And he's going to do a great work upon us and in us. And so as we remember Jesus, let's depend upon his kingship and his rule, and let's pray that he will be our peace in these times of chaos. Let's trust in this ruler, in this king, who is king over our lives. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you so much for your amazing love. We thank you that, Jesus, that you came for us, and you came so that you could be our king and our shepherd, that you could guide us, and that we could have a way to be part of your kingdom, have a way to the Father, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Help us to trust you and to know your goodness and your love. Yes, Lord, our lives might feel like they're in chaos now, but we know all the more that we need to depend upon you, that we need you, Jesus, as our King, as our Savior, as our Shepherd. Bless us, God. In your name we pray. Amen.